Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Krishana Davis, a former journalist, current digital media specialist, and winner of the 2015 Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Krishana, welcome to the show. I'm really interested to hearing your thoughts on the money skills gender gap and what you've been doing to help women hone their financial skills.
Thank you so much for having me, David. I appreciate being here today.
So tell me about the project.
So the project basically started from a few different ideas. I guess I'm a self-prescribed feminist a little bit, and I definitely believe that that women are getting to a point where we're becoming heads of households. And so because of that, I think that it's important for women to really understand how to manage their finances and how to make it best work for them and their families. So this project is really about giving women and equipping them with the skills to understand finances and not just budgeting or their 401k, but how to make their money work for them in a way that will create wealth versus just saving and putting a little bit of money in the savers account or under their mattress.
That's exciting. Talk a little bit about the specifics of what you're doing to kick this off the ground and to really give women the sense of confidence that they can actually do this. This is not rocket science.
It's not. It's something that's very complicated. And I think initially it definitely scares a little bit of women. It's not something that comes naturally to a lot of women. For most women, numbers scare them, generally speaking. There are more men in STEM, and we see it kind of across the board. So what this is about is initially getting women familiar. So what I want, the first kind of stage of the project is a website, some blog information that women can come to and kind of really understand, like, how just some basics of the investment game, just some basics of, you know, how investment works, how the stock market works. And so the kind of first level is building the website. So that's where I am now. I'm looking for a graphic designer to kind of come in and really build a nice, clean interface that will work really well for our consumer and just really give them what they need so that we can present the information in a very nice way.
So one of the interesting things about your project is that it really cuts across socio-demographic characteristics. This is a project that women of all colors and all income levels can really participate in. And maybe you could talk a little bit about your goals in that regard.
Sure. So I think I was saying a little bit earlier that across the board, women are basically becoming the breadwinners in some instances in their families. And so I think it's really important that no matter where you fall in the socioeconomic status, that you definitely understand how money works for you and your family. And so I think that it really helps to kind of bridge that gap even there, because if you can create financial literacy, you can help maybe bring someone from low income to maybe middle income if they're able to. And it's not just about the financial gap, but generational wealth. So you hope that in turn, they also are teaching their children so that even if they can't kind of level it out, but then the next generation also has that experience and the next generation has that experience. And so eventually, you know, you have 3-4 generations of people who understand money, who understand investing and are able to use their money in a way that works for them.
So, Krishana, tell me a little bit about what your goal would be for this project over a 3-year period of time.
Over a 3-year period of time, I hope that the project is women are coming to the website from all over the country, maybe even all over the world, and are getting the information that they need to start thinking about how they can take their money and make it work for them. I think that's the main goal. And however that looks for them, whether it's them understanding budgeting more, or that's them putting their money in the stock market, or that maybe that's them figuring out how they're going to save for a trip to just get some different experiences in their life. I think it's just about, like, getting women onto the website, getting women to talk about finances and to not be scared or timid about it.
Krishana, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here today, David.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.